We now welcome to the call the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Kirk Cinetti. Good morning, Coach Singh.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. I know we got a bunch of people online here to talk to you, but before we get to that, just give me a little review of how you feel preseason camp is gone and the mindset of the Dukes headed into week one.
You know, I thought we had a good camp. Most people do. You know, there's no scoreboard, but, you know, I feel like we got done what we needed to get done. We stayed relatively healthy. You know, we did lose one defensive end, Isaac Uku, who had a great spring for us and I thought was really going to have a big year at defensive end to a knee who will be lost for the season. But we got good depth at returners. You know, at that position, that's probably one spot we could have absorbed an injury. And, you know, the last two practices have been devoted to West Virginia. And, you know, today we'll have a normal Tuesday practice, tomorrow Wednesday. And I think kids are excited, ready to play.
All right. So like I said, we've got a bunch of people want to talk to you this morning, so I'll get out of the way. And, Pasha, you'll take our first call, please.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio Harrisonburg.
Hey, Coach. Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Dave. How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. Not too bad. You know, you had to make a decision on a starting quarterback, but you had two guys that were really performing well in camp. But talk about after the decision with both Cole and Ben, the maturation process, how they've handled that decision moving forward.
Well, you know, the good thing about our quarterback situation here, and I feel like we have three guys, you know, that could get the job done and that we can win with, and they're all older kids. You know, Ben DiNucci is a fifth-year senior, Cole Johnson's a fourth-year junior, and Gage Maloney will be a third-year sophomore. Now, he pulled his ham early in camp, and which took him sort of out of the race, but, you know, I think that Ben, by his performance, had earned it and sort of felt that way and knew it. You know, so there's really no change. You know, he's a veteran guy with a lot of experience and, you know, really committed to sort of upping his game another notch, playing at another level, knows what he needs to get done. And, you know, Cole Johnson knows he's one play away and has played, you know, significant snaps here in the past and does a lot of things really well. They've both had good practices since we named a starter. So, you know, I view that as a position of strength.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
Your next question is from the line of Chuck Landon with HD Media.
Hey, Kurt. When was the last time that you walked into Mountaineer Field?
Oh, man. It would have been when I was at Pitt with Walt Harris. Well, I think that was 99, may have been 98. You know, I've been back to play against them a few times in my coaching career, but I think that was the last. It's been a while. Now, I had a daughter that was accepted into med school there and almost went to West Virginia. She went to Wake Forest instead, so I was on campus for a little bit, but it's been a while.
Is that going to be a fun moment for you when you first walk out there on Saturday?
Well, yeah, I think it will be. You know, it's very ironic that, you know, you take a new job and then look at the schedule coming up, and there's West Virginia, a place you grew up third grade through college. And, you know, I've had a lot of people reach out to me. So, obviously, a lot of great memories. But, you know, truthfully, you know, once we arrive at the stadium, it's kind of all business, whether it's Morgantown or anywhere else. You know, I've got a job to do. Everybody's got a job to do, and that'll be the focus.
Oh, yeah, of course. Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Wayne Epps with the Richmond Times.
Hey, Coach. One area that West Virginia has some depth at is our running back. So what jumped out to you about sort of their stable running backs and what do you guys have to do from a defensive standpoint against those guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they've got all their backs back. They've all been productive, did a good job of running the football and got some starters back on the offensive line also. So, you know, it always starts with being able to run the ball and stop the run. And you know, to stop the run, you got to win the battles up front. Everybody's got to fit the gap correctly. You know, you got to play physical. So I'm sure they're going to come in, try to establish a run, take their down the field shots. And, you know, Corey Heatherman, who I hired from Maine, you know, last year they were number one in the country against the run. And number two in the country in sacks. So we've done a pretty good job in camp for the most part. When we got our first team in there, our second scrimmage, we didn't do a great job against the run, but we had a lot of guys out a lot of those runs were against the twos and threes, honestly. So, you know, the game really never changes. You got to win the one-on-one battles and be in the right gap.
And then from sort of a big picture standpoint, how do you sort of view these, you know, FBS matchups? Do you kind of look at them as maybe like a early season measuring stick for your guys? Or?
Well, you know, I think the first game, regardless of who you play, is a measuring stick, because you've been practicing against yourself in spring ball and fall camp, and it's the first time you've gone against somebody different. So regardless of who you play, you know, you're going to come out of there with kind of a sharper perspective of where you're at moving forward. You know, now in our case, you know, playing an FBS team like West Virginia, it's obviously a tremendous challenge. They've been to a number of bowls in a row. They've got really good tradition, but our guys are, you know, very confident regardless of who they line up against. And, you know, they're going to come into the stadium confident that they're going to get the job done.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Harrisonburg Daily News.
Hey, Kurt. Kind of just going off of what Wayne just asked you about, do you have a preference on when these FBS, FCS games are played? I know you got JMU has had them early in the season as openers the past couple of years, but, you know, down the road there, you know, scheduled for late November, you know, toward that end of the season. Do you have a preference on when these games are played?
Well, you know, I've always been one, here's the schedule and this is who you're going to play, and, you know, focus in on the things I can control. You know, our schedule is set a long way out, so, you know, that's how I approach it. I guess, you know, as you're putting a schedule together 5 years down the road, you probably prefer to play the FBS game first. But at the end of the day, I don't think it really matters.
Got it. Thank you.
We're here with JMU head coach Kurt Cignetti. If you have a question for Coach Cignetti, just hit star one on your keypad. Kurt, you obviously have offensively have quite a bit back, quite a few starters back, but one spot where there's some inexperience is the running back position. Who have you seen emerge in camp at that spot?
You know, we have four or five guys that we feel really good about, to be honest with you. I think we got good depth there. We just don't have a ton of playing experience. You know, Percy O.J., Obese had a number of carries last year. You know, he's a true junior. Juwan Hamilton, transferred from Central Florida, has been in the program a year. Those guys have both carried the ball, you know, in games. Now, Solomon Van Horst and Austin Douglas have done a great job here in fall camp too. And but, you know, honestly, I have tremendous confidence that they can go in there and, you know, they're going to be poised and not rattled, and they're going to do the job. So I don't think we've really had one running back separate himself from the others. They all do something a little bit well. Some of them are kind of the total package. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that position plays out during the course of the game and, you know, throughout the season. But I know this, you know, when you're committed to running the football and you're successful running football, you got to have three or four backs ready to go every day. So I feel every game, I feel good about our depth.
Got another media question, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your next question is from the line of Alex Hickey with the Morgantown Dominion Post.
Hey, Coach. First off, I'm going to apologize because I'm going to jog your memory here. But I wanted to ask you a couple questions about your own West Virginia ties. First off, when Saturday kicks off, you'll have coached more games in this stadium than your dad did, which is obviously ironic, but just, you know, how much do you think that facility is part of his legacy and sort of, you know, advocating to get it built so West Virginia would be able to compete at a higher level?
Well, you know, when he took over for Coach Bowden, you know, timing a lot of times is everything. He took it at a really rough time. The schedule was getting ramped up. The facilities were really bad. I do remember him going throughout the state politicking for the new stadium. I'm sure he was instrumental, you know, and did his part to get that thing built. And, you know, I think that he left the program with a really good foundation, you know, which, you know, for success. And the stadium obviously, you know, was key long term in helping to get that done. And they've just done a great job there over the years, really, with that program.
And, you know, what do you remember, I guess, about the first game in new Mountaineer Field?
How wildly different, how much of an upgrade was it from what you had at Old Mountaineer Field?
Yeah, well, you know, Old Mountaineer Field was still a tough place to play because the fans were right on top of you. What I really remember about the new stadium, I guess, was it wasn't completely finished. So we were taking quarterback exchange. I remember Gary Trankel was a quarterback coach. And he has taken exchanges in a sort of a facility outside the locker room, but it was still inside and it wasn't finished. It was just all concrete. That was kind of weird. And I remember John Denver, I think they flew him in saying Country Roads. We played Cincinnati, I believe, and, you know, beat him pretty soundly. And but it was a great atmosphere. You know, it was a facility that was much needed, and it was a great day.
All right.
Kirk, before I let you go, obviously West Virginia with a new head coach this season. How has that affected your preparation in trying to get ready? Even though, you know, some of the personnel is the same, but certainly the schemes and the game plan would be different.
Yeah, well, you know, we're in that situation three of our first four games, but you know, later down the road we'll have a little bit of tape from this year, so. We're both in the same shoes here. You know, we've been watching a lot of Troy tape and Maryland special team stuff, and I'm sure they're watching Elon Maine and Youngstown and Charlotte. So I guess schematically there's probably – and they have our spring game, we have theirs. So there's probably some unknowns, but, you know, they have a pretty good idea of what we want our identity to be. We have a pretty good idea of what they want their identity to be. And at the end of the day, it's going to come down to the team that blocks and runs and tackles and protects the ball the best and, you know, makes those key plays.
All right, Kurt. Thanks, as always, for taking time with us here this morning. Good luck on Saturday, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you, Rob.